Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Allegedly, he pulls up to a car next to him and shoots into the window. That's no sane person. That's no sane person.
That is our own Jerome Wiggins, who features prominently, figures prominently in the Aaron Hernandez documentary, even though he didn't even know Aaron Hernandez or had no inside information whatsoever on Aaron Hernandez.
I met him a few times.
So did I. Why wasn't I in the thing?
I don't know why. Maybe they didn't have your contact info.
I was chilled after what happened. I got the guy into my my club in the city one time.
So there you go.
And, Lord knows what if I had accidentally spilled something on him or something like that when I was sneaking him in the back door of Down. it could have been a disastrous week.
It seems like it now. Yeah. Like, whoa.
I mean, so you're all over this thing. You've watched the whole entire thing.
Yeah, I did. There's three parts to it.
Yeah, three parts. Docuseries on Aaron Hernandez. We've been talking about it. His fiance has finally spoken out. And she did so on Instagram. And she wrote the following. I wanted to let all of you sweet, sweet souls know I have tried to read every message sent on IG and through email, positive and negative. The amount of support and positive energy is again unreal. I'm sure you will all understand how imperative it is to take some time away from social media. Hashtag stay humble. Now, she's staying away from social media. I think that means that the comments were probably more negative than they were positive.
Yeah. She also, on a lot of her posts, she has turned commenting off in the past, because I followed her on Instagram for a while now.
Yeah.
And she'll often turn off commenting because of that reason, I would assume.
I don't think she comes out looking good in the...
Out looking good when this was all going on,
no,
right?
No, she didn't.
Initially, and then this doesn't, help.
Well, they got the surveillance video of her basically taking the guns out.
Right.
I think we all believe that she, it appears that she took the guns out of the house
and disposed them somewhere, but she just doesn't remember where.
She doesn't remember where. So she remembers taking...
It was a dumpster.
Yeah, it was a dumpster. Somewhere. So first of all, you're taking a whole bunch of stuff out of your house.
Right.
You're the fiance of Aaron Hernandez. Mm-hmm. You have a trash service. You simply take it out to the curb and leave it there.
Right.
You don't go driving around finding a random dumpster to dump stuff at. So... Did you get a little bag of cash for this, or
nah? This was all for the donut.
What about free Netflix for a year?
I can reach out to them because I do pay. I think it's $11.99 a month.
They didn't even pay you for this.
No,
I mean you're the star of the thing. I mean you're all over.
Would you say the star of the thing?
You need.
I'm just a contributor. Contributor, like
free lunch or a couple lunches.
I told you. Maybe I'll look in and get my Netflix bill load.
Who do you think ends up looking worse? When it comes to, let's leave Aaron Hernandez out of it because I fully acknowledge that he did what he did on his own and nobody else is responsible for that. However, he had a lot of people around him who didn't help when it came to keeping him on the right path.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think the mother ends up being a horrible influence on his life. Absolutely horrible influence. Not a nice person.
Yeah, she kind of, that whole, that was another thing. The whole family dynamic, that was something else, during the whole time you kind of learned about the cousin's husband. She ends up getting with the cousin's husband right after Aaron's father dies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she doesn't come across as... You could really tell that relationship was toxic between him and his mom's.
And the cousin hid the murder vehicle from the double homicide after the club incident, hid the vehicle in her garage in Connecticut. and then refused to testify. She went to jail.
Yeah.
She went to jail to cover
up. She introduced them to that lifestyle. Like, she introduced them to some of those, you know, the sketchy people that he ultimately ends up hanging around with.
Yeah.
It was because of the cousin.
And then you got, you kind of understand the people who are around professional athletes and just sucking off them to try to, like, one of the most disturbing parts to me is when his agent, he calls his agent from jail, Aaron Hernandez, and they're joking about endorsement deals. I think we have that audio. This is from the Netflix docuseries, 3 episodes on Aaron Hernandez.
What you been up
to? Dude, I'm still trying to get you. I'm still trying to get you marketing deals. It's not so easy, man. I talked to Nike the other day, and they said that it's really hard to put the Nike swooshes on orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But no, everything is good, dude. Everything is good.
Hey, can you get me a can you get me a Smith & Wesson deal?
No, I cannot get you a Smith & Wesson deal, you
Really? Come on.
What?
Come on, dude.
How tone deaf are you?
Jesus.
Right, like
never mind Aaron Hernandez. But you're the agent and you're laughing at
that? And you don't when you look at it and you're staring down the barrel of a murder case, and then ultimately you're staring down the barrel of 2 murder cases, it's like you would think that, you know, there's like no laughing matter there. Like,
no.
When are you going?
No laughing matter.
And see, that's why.
The guy killed 3 people.
Right. And,
he's on the jailhouse phone.
Mm-hmm.
Making jokes about a Smith & Wesson endorsement deal.
The other thing that stood out to me was how dumb of a criminal Hernandez was.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that all he had to do was delete the footage of his home security system.
Well, you know what they point out, which I never even thought about, was he felt like he needed to have that home security system and all of those weapons because of the dude that he shot in the face in Florida that didn't die.
Right.
And that dude was coming after him,
he thought.
So he became paranoid about that.
Well, you could tell, and the thing about it is, like, you could tell, like, the dude was a wannabe gangster, right? And because when they talk about Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, wannabe gangster.
Right, because when they talk about his childhood, it wasn't something like, you know, where this was something that he saw on a daily basis. He came from initially, you know, 2 loving parents.
Reasonably nice neighborhood.
Nice neighborhood. Seems like a decent family. But he got to a point in his life where he was just wanted to be this fake gangster. And then ultimately, he then ends up now not only wanting to be that, but then he now wants to live like that. And he does things that are so horrible. And you start to go, man, this dude wasn't like he was crazy. At the end of the day, when you could, your boy, that's somebody you're supposed to say, this is my boy, right? You know, we all got friends and we hang out, like Odin Lloyd, this is my boy right here. We hanging out, we breaking bread, you know, our girlfriends, our sisters, and all this other stuff. And you walk this man out to just some abandoned place and boom, you put 2 or 3 bullets in his back when he's laying down. Like, that ain't a sane person upstairs.
It's just chilling when you realize that he killed those 2 guys in Boston and then played that whole entire season.
Like it was nothing.
And is, you know, jovial with the media and jovial with the crafts and jovial with Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold Belichick accountable at all when it comes to Aaron Hernandez going to him and asking for a trade because he feared for his life around here due to that shooting in Florida, and Bill Belichick saying, no, we're not going to trade you. You need to get a safe house, get a flop house where you can hang out in an apartment complex.
Well, the thing is you wonder how much information Aaron gave Bill about that whole situation. I kind of wonder about that a little bit.
I think he said he owed money. Isn't that what he told him? That he owed somebody money, and that's why they were coming after him?
Yes.
He didn't tell him what it really was.
Right,
obviously.
And so it's like, what's Bill's not even close to being from a world that, you know, Aaron Hernandez is talking about owing people money and he's fearing for his life. He's nowhere near that world. So you often wonder, it's just like, I mean, at that point, he's like, what? What are you talking about?
This is Nick from Norwood. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how are you today?
What's going on?
So I know you guys are talking about the Aaron Hernandez documentary, and I actually watched it myself. Actually, in 2015, I was incarcerated at the Dartmouth facility, and I was going back and forth. And when you get taken down to the cells for holding to go to court, Aaron Hernandez was down there every morning in his own individual cell, and I got to talk to him on multiple occasions from across the So it was kind of surreal. He had lost about 25 or 30 pounds. He was very skinny. Not like super big anymore. And his demeanor was just very strange, as in he didn't really seem like he cared that much.
He thought he was getting out. I mean, you listen to the phone calls that he was making to his fiance. Mm-hmm. He thought he was going to be getting out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Well,
that was what I gathered from it. It was a very cocky, you know, my nose up to the world attitude. And, he just seemed very, very cocky about the entire situation, and almost like, you know, each day it was, I'm just waiting to go home. And, you know, then it didn't happen. But, I asked him while I was down in they call it the pits down in that part of the jail. While I was down there with him, I asked him, you know, would you just go back to doing what you were doing, having the life that you have? And he pretty much in a roundabout way said yes. So I feel like he would have just gone back to what he was doing anyway, even if he had gotten off, and he would have been a millionaire with the propensity to do what he does. So I don't know. Those are my interactions with Aaron Hernandez. I'll let you guys comment on it. But it was really surreal.
By the way, I am also an ex-con. I spent a little bit of time in the Clinton Police Department jail when I was 18. What were you in for, Nick?
It was drug possession. That part of my life is behind me, but you know, I've been incarcerated there and also at the ACI and also at Worcester County Correctional Facility within the span of about 6 years. So I had a bad life going, but I changed that. It just happened by time that I happened to be in Dartmouth when he was being incarcerated for his Fall River trial. It was crazy going to the courthouse every day.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get in. And if you were going to court on the same day, they wouldn't let you in, so you had to wait extra hours because Aaron Hernandez's trial took precedence because it was high profile.
Yeah. Well, you see all those people that are out there cheering for him and waving at him when he's being brought in and out of court.
Mm-hmm.
You know when I knew, like, when you start to watch that documentary and you go, you knew this dude was off his rockers when he's on, I forget who he's talking to, and he's like, yeah, you know, my cell is cozy. Yeah. It's actually pretty nice.
He liked it.
He
actually liked it. He went from a 7,100 square foot mansion to a 7x10 cell or something like that.
Hey.
Hey, babe. Are you healthy? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm very healthy. Yeah, I love my cell. It's so cozy. Know what I always do? I always walk to my door, turn, and look the opposite way, and just look how perfect my cell looks.
That's all you ever needed was structure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no remorse there.
No.
There's none. And that's when you know.
Sociopath.
That's when you know that, like, you know, he was just a stone cold killer. There's no remorse there. He doesn't, you know, you don't hear him, you know, even when he's talking to his trainer at one point, he's like, dude, what could you have, did things differently.
Should have used that in the documentary. That would have been powerful.
Stone cold killer?
Yeah, if you said
I did use that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh. I don't remember that part.
Because I've always said that's what he was.
I don't remember that part.
You know, cutting room floor?
You didn't hear it, Greg, because you thought he said cold stone creamery.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is on the floor, man.
The other scene that I thought was just very bizarre was when Cheyenne Jenkins was hugging and comforting her sister the day after the murder.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously she probably didn't know, I don't know what she knew at that point, but that scene for several seconds, those two hugging and then obviously becoming estranged over the next couple of years.
Yeah, this is John. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Johnny.
Hey
there.
So, quick thing about athletes. Like, you know, I grew up, you know, on the rougher side of the tracks. I had this friend who had, you know, great mom, no dad, was standout athlete. And then after high school, you know, he gets a scholarship to a great college, and he would always come around, and, you know, I was smart enough to say, hey, what are you doing? Like, you got all this going for yourself, but it was like he had all these accolades and, you know, achieving everything on the field that when he got to that wrong side of the tracks with us, it's like he had to do it over there, you know, and if no one would have, like, gave that kid a little advice, he probably would have went down, you know, a real bad side of the tracks, and I just think that them guys getting all them accolades, you know, and if they're not right in the head,
yeah,
they search for it everywhere else, and they carry it from the field and getting all that recognition and being the best. They go into that life that they're not used to and don't know nothing about.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he was, you know, he definitely wasn't right in the head. I don't know, and I've heard some people. Do you think it was CTE?
No, I don't, because I grew up in a single parent household in the city where there was a lot of stuff going on. You know, I didn't choose to decide and go. I didn't choose to go. You know what? I'm going to go in this direction, and then I'll ultimately kill somebody.
Right, but I'm saying, do you think it was CTE? I mean, they go into that a little bit. They start showing all the hits. I think that's episode 2.
Yeah, but what about the thousands of NFL players or football players that have played? I mean, he played, what, 3 years in the league? There are guys that played 15 years in the league that are not going out there and killing people.
Right.
You can't use as an excuse. And I think the best things that I heard on the the documentary came from Mike Massey, who I actually played against in high school. He went to English High School, was a really good football player, and he was in the documentary, the light-skinned dude with the long hair.
Yeah.
And he goes, you can't be in both worlds. And that's the thing. You want to act like a criminal, live like a criminal, but then you want to be over here. You can't be in both worlds. And Hernandez was like trying to be in both worlds and live this fraudulent life as like I'm a gangster and I'm now going to the next level and then still trying to be a football player and all that kind of stuff. It's just you can't do that.
Well, it's good television, really good television. It's not as good as The Outsider, which I believe we get a new episode on Sunday night, right?
Yes.
Or do we not get it because it's a petition. Holiday weekend?
The next one is on the 19th. I know that because I saw it on the thing.
It's so good.
Yes.
It is. It's the best pilot ever, The Outsider on HBO. The best ever. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen and ladies, good morning. How are you today?
What's up?
I'm just calling Wiggy. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Boston, happy birthday tomorrow, brother.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even mention that yet. How old are you turning tomorrow?
I will be 45. And I'll be 4'5".
What are you doing for your... Does Mrs. Wiggins make you a special meal or something on your birthday?
Well, my mother-in-law, she made me lasagna. She makes a special lasagna. You got to bring that in.
Is it like the Black Mac?
It's like the Black Mac. All types of stuff in it.
Black lasagna?
Mushrooms. Salami, yes. Onion.
Salami?
Oh, man.
That's not lasagna.
Oh, yeah. This is black salami. They rock my world. Because I'm used to the...
You mean black lasagna.
That's what he meant.
Well, Danielle's going to be searching for that on Pornhub later on.
I don't think you mean black salami.
It's a genre.
Hashtag
black salami.
She'll be in the vortex. Where can I find black salami? I heard Wiggy talk about black salami. Wiggy.
Black Twitter.
Yeah, but now she makes this unbelievable lasagna. She made it last night. Because I'm used to the Italian lasagna, which is just cheese with a little bit of ricotta in there.
Right. And the bechamel, maybe?
No meat, you know. She puts
no black salami.
No black salami.
All right. We got to move off of this.
That's what she said.
I'm sure we'll come back to it if Wiggy and Danielle get their way. Right now, we got to find out what is trending.
Mudded Night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020.
You should try it, Ken. Black salami. It's pretty good.
All right, enough. Go ahead. Trending brought to you by.
Trending now is brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you this winter. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Now, do you want to hear Tangway's scoops or scoop part one of two?
Yes.
Which I believe supports the Greg E. Hill report.
You think so?
I think so.
Now, when did Tangway say this?
This was last night on Early Edition on NBC Sports Boston.
I was told today by a source, though, the family is preparing to leave the area. The priority this time is to let the kids finish school this year. Then they're gone. Furthermore, Brady said to another source of mine that he is tired of being embarrassed by the number of quarterbacks that are paid more money than him.
Oof. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Now,
So you say that supports my sources or source
of Greenwich, Connecticut.
That now, says that they have begun to move into the home in Greenwich.
Yeah, now it's semantics when he's moving out totally or when they started to move in. But Bert Breer later said he thinks it makes sense that Brady just decided, you know what, I don't know where I'm playing next year, but for the next 20 years, we're living in Greenwich and we're relocating there.
Okay.
As soon as the kids are done with school, we want to be closer to New York.
Right.
So some are coming around to the accuracy of my report on this radio station earlier this week.
Right.
Okay.
But what's the big deal with him moving? Now, you broke the story months back, and we all said he's at that point where in his career that he knows he only has a few years left. And just like what Ken said, I don't know where I'm going to be, even if I'm in New England for the next couple of years, but I do know where I want to live for the next 25 years or the next 18 years until my kids get through school. So,
I think Giselle probably has a lot to do with it. If it is Greenwich.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that to annoy everybody.
Of course, I know.
If it is Greenwich, then the schools there are fantastic. It's a beautiful community. It's a place where they can feel comfortable, and maybe she has chosen that as the place that they're going to live into their golden years.
If anything, this move tells you that he's going to be here next year.
Now, what about the second half of Tangway's report, that he's tired of being insulted?
Well, he might be tired of being insulted and that kind of thing, but at the end of the day, when you look at what's more important, and I think it is the move, by him being here next year, he knows Giselle's only 2 hours away. What's it? Right. 2.5 hours away, and he talks about family. If he goes and plays anywhere else, I mean, think about the commute, not the commute that he's going to have to make, but just think about the distance between him and his family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Pro Bowl is coming up. Of course, the AFC Championship this weekend with the NFC title game as well. The following week, Dante Hightower's pulled out, so we're down to Stephon Gilmore being the Patriots representative. He'll be in the Skills Showdown, Wiggy, airing Thursday before the game, so you got that going for you. As far as the Red Sox and the scandal goes, baseball's cheating scandal hit Carlos Beltran. He and the Mets parting ways before the first year began. Investigation underway with the Sox. Bogaerts and Devers honored last night at the Baseball Writers' Dinner. Bogaerts spoke a little bit. Chaim Bloom says he expects Mookie to be there in spring training. Celtics fell in Milwaukee 128-123. And the Bruins, nice comeback last night. Team toughness, including Torrey Krug, who dropped the gloves before and after coming out of the penalty box with Patrick Hornquist.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to think that I can do it throughout a game with a big play or even a hit at times. And like over the years, I haven't shied away from doing it in the past. But
he had the big hit in the Cup final run last year, of course. And, contract year for Torrey, good for him, standing up for the rest of his mates, albeit a game late.
I feel like they would have had something done with him if they were going to get something done with him.
Yeah,
when he was on this show and he appeared to be willing to do some kind of a hometown discount deal? Mm-hmm. I don't know why they haven't got a deal done yet.
They signed Coyle and they decided, you know what?
Yeah.
I guess we're going to ride him out and move on. A good player, though. They win 4-1 last night. They go to Pittsburgh on Sunday. It's the Greg Hill Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I pulled in the Nazareth, was feeling about that fast dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand.
excited this morning about a new documentary on the band, which is coming. Is it coming to Netflix, Ken?
I'm not sure where it's being released, but it is Scorsese as the executive producer. February 21st, I saw it's being released.
By the way, little random factoid, I believe this is Linda Holiday, Bill Belichick's girlfriend's favorite song.
Really?
If I remember from an Instagram post she did a couple of years ago.
Wow. Whoa.
It's one of those things that sticks with you when you're like, oh, really? That's her favorite song?
That stuck in your head?
Yeah. I remember weird things.
It's going to be in theaters, actually. So
oh,
they're actually
really?
Going to release in theaters.
And Danielle is a Linda Holiday honk.
I am, yes.
That's the band, Wiggy.
What band is this?
The band.
The band.
Yeah, quote the band.
I didn't know.
When I said, what group is this? I was like, wait a sec, I'm in the vortex. Like, is that the wrong way to say it?
Who's on first?
The band. This is Jeff from Concord. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. How are we today?
What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. Hey, Greg, congratulations with the Hill Foundation, buddy.
Thank you.
And number one in a row?
What?
And number one for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, we don't like to brag, Jeff.
We don't celebrate weekly ratings around here. I've told Curtis this.
What about that?
He has so little to celebrate in his life.
Well, you have to, because once Brady leaves, are you going back to AAF or are you going to retire?
I'd be happy to do that if that's whatever anybody wants.
Is AAF still there?
Not,
I mean,
yes, it's still on.
We got to find out what Greg, his real estate, if does he put his house for sale, Greg? Then we got to figure that one out.
Now, speaking of houses being for sale and people moving, the Connecticut Patch is following up on their report this week that they were welcoming Tom Brady to Greenwich with a full investigation that they did down there.
I mean, first of all, this is freaking hilarious to me, the depths to which they went. Yeah. Second of all, I'd like some credit because a lot of the things they reported in here, I said on the radio yesterday. But the Patch in Connecticut goes into this whole thing about Brady real estate gate, okay?
Okay.
So... The article starts out, are they or aren't they?
Uh-huh.
A report out of Boston this week said Tom Brady, Giselle, and the family are already at home in their Greenwich mansion. We spoke with First Selectman Fred Camillo on the show the other day, who was excited to mention the Bradys. Governor Ned Lamont, who is a Greenwich resident, tweeted out, other governors have tried to lure the Patriots here to Connecticut. 30 years later, we're finally glad to land one of the finest quarterbacks ever. Welcome, neighbor at Tom Brady.
At Tom Brady. That's from the governor of Connecticut, Tom E. Curran, if you're listening.
Ooh, shots fired.
Okay.
So then the piece does go on to actually mention Tom Curran and his claim that Brady and Bunchen have not purchased a home in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So now we go into the evidentiary support part of it. They say land records checked by a Patch reporter don't show any listings for Brady or Bunchen, which we talked about that yesterday, and that they'll most likely put the house under an LLC, just like the Brookline house was owned. They say making things more mysterious is the house that Brady and Bunchen reportedly bought in Greenwich is listed as being under contract, also reported by me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They said the realtor will not disclose the buyer.
Why not? Well, why wouldn't the realtor...
client privilege?
Why wouldn't the... If the realtor could... If this is an erroneous report, the realtor could make it all go away by simply telling us who has purchased.
But isn't it against the, like, law to...
I think the realtor could say, but they probably don't
They
want
probably
to.
Don't want to. They're on a big commission. Yeah. He just made a big fat check.
Yeah.
So... Then the article goes on to say how things got complicated when WEEI reported the home purchase in Connecticut. And then after that, Compass, the real estate company that was holding the listing for that house, said that no, in fact, Tom and Giselle did not buy this house. So it's a lot of back and forth, but it's terrible because no one seems to know what's going on.
They don't know.
A lot of speculation.
There's
happening.
Some speculation.
Some.
Well, I think
the bottom line here is
I think the Tangway report last night is that he has a source who says that they have begun to get ready to move as soon as the kids are out of school.
And if this was something that was so erroneous and patently false, it really wouldn't be that big of a deal. But the manner in which the Bradys have spun this to their media allies like Curran shows that they just don't want this out there. I mean, that's what's really going on. I mean, you may have been off about, you know, the timing of it, but they are moving to Greenwich at the end of the school year. And that's where they're going to set up shop for the next 20 years.
And you also mentioned, Greg, them being out of the Brookline house. It's not out of the realm of possibility for them to have moved out of the Brookline house and into some luxury rental so the kids could finish school.
Well, that's the way I think I wanted to say it was mm-hmm. that they began moving things.
So they've been they got boxes in there.
Correction on the initial report.
Beep. Beep.
They got boxes.
Wiggy moved
in there.
The truck's backing up. Thank you. Nice pivot.
Because I don't think they're out of the house, right? If Tangway's saying that they want to finish up the school year,
yeah.
Why do they have to be out of the house unless they had somebody that basically, you know, made them an offer and said, hey, listen, I'm trying to get in here in the next 2 or 3 weeks,
sure. mm-hmm.
which we would have probably then heard about that. So they're probably still there, and maybe they got a couple boxes or something like that. They're trying to get all the dishes and stuff. Tommy, you know, pack up all those footballs.
Tom, send that one to Goodwill.
Here's a source that is texting in.
Yes.
Who says there is a pending electrical and gas connect.
Really?
For Tom Brady and Greenwich.
Stop it.
Maybe a cable hookup as well. maybe that's the way we could try.
Go with Comcast. I mean, there's a lot of providers out there. What he's going with there? Comcast or is he going with DirecTV? I mean,
FiOS.
Well, you got to make sure DirecTV. You got to make sure in a good area first. You want to get a good signal.
Let's see. I texted WEEI on Tuesday that I met with a neighbor of Tom's who told me that Tom had moved into the neighborhood. He is a former NFL player. Doesn't mean they bought the house, but they are living there in Greenwich.
So complicated.
I mean, do we buy these? I mean, am I gonna be roundly assaulted by real journalists for repeating text messages? Mm. I mean, what?
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
They don't have a house in
Listen
Connecticut.
To the biting tone
of Tommy.
Oh
Curran?
Man,
he went all Adam Schefter on you.
What? What is he? What is he mad or like? What? I don't understand. What
you mad, bro?
I guess you know it's conflicting reports, man. Who's telling the truth? If you say that he bought a house out there and he's moving into this house, regardless of when it is, but next couple of months, whatever. And Tangway saying, well, know what? They're going to finish up school here. And then you got Tommy Curran who's saying his people are telling him they ain't buy a house. Somebody ain't telling us the truth here.
This was framed by, I think, Greg, to a degree of certainly with this verbiage. What if I told you, as this is dropping the hammer as to what's going to happen, and to just do a little bit more, that's not what's going on.
Whoa!
Watch your verbiage.
I mean, my source is pretty good.
What about your verbiage?
It's a pretty good source. Maybe he's concerned that he doesn't have the inside track anymore.
Well,
I mean, is that what the
absolutely.
Concern is?
And I don't understand this because Tom Curran was the guy that really started the ball moving by saying that Brady would have to take a radical course change to return to the Patriots. Mm. So it was his initial reporting that said that Brady wasn't going to be back here. Now he's all mad at you for saying he's moved to Greenwich.
Well, I'm sure Tom was told that by somebody, right? It was not surprising that Alex Guerrero or somebody
would
say.
I'm sure Guerrero.
Or maybe
is
somebody in the Belichick or the Kraft camp, right?
But if you say Guerrero, right, like here's the thing, right? Let's say we don't know who sources are, right? Everybody keeps their sources to themselves. But if you speculate that Tommy Curran's sources are Guerrero,
yeah,
well, aren't those pretty good sources to know what Brady's doing, whether or not he's got a house or not?
Sure.
Versus now, I don't know who your sources are, right?
Yeah.
But
my source would be somebody that is associated with the transaction.
Huh?
You're not supposed to ever reveal your sources.
No,
I think I learned
can't.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're supposed to go to jail rather than reveal your sources. So I'm saying too much.
Right. But we live in this world of nowadays. Everybody got sources or a source. But we don't know, like, dude, who's your source? Is it just like somebody, like you said, somebody got off the text line? Or is it like somebody that got some real insight?
Right. Well, this texter says the gas and electrical hookup source is wrong. It's a solar hookup.
Ooh.
I'm sure it is. Oh. No plastic straws either.
Well, that would have to be aftermarket solar hookup.
Why?
Unless they were building the house.
Well, maybe that place already has solar on it. You know, I don't think you have to hook up
the
solar.
Do we know the year?
I don't think you have to go turn on the solar.
No, but do we know the year the house was built?
Yes.
It's,
Because if it was like 5 or 6 years ago, I mean, that was before the whole solar, you know, craze now.
Greg, have you been debriefed since our last show? Has there been any fresh briefings?
On this topic?
Well, any others?
No. Maybe fresh on others. Briefings.
The house was built in 1990, Wiggs.
Oh, yeah. So then they...
they got upgraded.
Yeah, those are...
It's a teardown. It's a mansion teardown.
Do these hardos understand that this is an entertainment show?
No.
Like this six
Wait,
one,
this is an entertainment show?
Like this... This 617 hardo texter. So being accurate is somehow offensive to you, Greg? It's a Friday.
Well, then I am a journalist.
So Danielle, let's dig a little bit deeper here. Let's put on our real estate investigator hats. That's a good point. If this house was built in 1990,
yeah,
and it's are they really moving in it or are they tearing it down?
Maybe it's going to be a teardown.
Might be a teardown.
Right. So, in Greenwich, that's probably a teardown.
So probably
a $14 million house in Greenwich is probably a teardown.
So then, if it is a teardown house, then the likelihood of them moving in physically to this actual house is probably not going to be for a couple of years. I would imagine it would take some time to build a house of the caliber that they want. So aren't there now the report of them moving after the school year?
Right.
Wait a second.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Wow,
just biting.
I don't have a house in
Connecticut. So somebody's wrong here. Somebody's reporting is wrong.
That rock DJ is way off track on this one.
Go back to AAM.
Idiot.
I guess all you got to do is write one column to kind of consider yourself a journalist.
I wonder if they have plugged in the Peloton yet.
Oh,
over there.
No, not yet.
Wi-Fi's not hooked up yet.
No, they're not hooking anything. It's a teardown.
I had my best Peloton workout to date the other day.
You did, so it's all downhill from here.
I burned the most KGs or whatever it's called, KJs or whatever it's
K-Cals.
Called. No, there's like a
Killer Jules.
Killer Jules,
KJs?
Yeah, Killer Jules. That used to be my nickname. That's the nickname the ladies had for me in high school.
Pretty good name.
That's what's going to happen to them if you keep sitting on that seat.
That's a good rap name right there.
Jules.
That's a good rap name.
What kind of ride was it? How long? What kind of type?
30 minutes.
Yeah. Was it a hills and hit or?
It was actually with a dude instructor this go round.
Okay. Oh, you're so progressive.
Corey. You and Nick like the dude instructors.
Well,
man.
Ninkovich loves the dude instructors. Right.
Is it
That's
Alex
his thing.
That he likes?
Ninkovich.
Yeah,
wants
I think he said Alex. Yeah.
Ninkovich wants everybody to follow him on Peloton, so you can see his incredible progress.
Was it Nink 50?
Nink 50. Yeah.
All right. Like I always get that branding across all platforms. It's good, Rob.
Hello, Joe.
Yes. Good morning.
What's folks. Up?
If someone wants to become a true source, why don't they get a six-pack of Truly Seltzer and give it to the postman, see if there's been a forwarding address?
Yes.
That is true.
The old forwarding address at the post office.
Well, he'd have to go there to get the, get the change of address thing.
You think Tom Brady goes down to the post office himself in Brookline and fills out the little forwarding form?
Yeah, he would have to. Why else?
Do it online. It costs a dollar.
You might want to make sure you get everything correct. Send it to his new teardown house.
I think that's Ben's job. I don't think Tom goes down there and does that. I think somebody does that for him.
Yes.
I would imagine.
Kern.
All right.
Jim Gray.
To just stay solid on the reporting as we go through this,
all right.
There isn't a house in Connecticut.
Well, there's no house because they technically tore it down.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Greg?
Yeah. I'm going to rebuild it.
Hey, Tom, filed that change of address for you.
It'll be the greatest thing, though, if this ends up being somehow the true report.
I know. No one's going to give you credit.
I want a retraction from everybody. on-air apology if it ends up being accurate.
Well, Tom has to go on with Mud at Night every week, so.
Tom.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, Wiggy, aftermarket doesn't mean that you bought something on the market. It is something manufactured and sold by somebody other than the patent holder.
No, but I was talking about the solar panel, because if the house was built in 1990, it wasn't built with solar panels on it.
Right.
It was, when he got, if Brady's putting his solar panels on the house from 1990, he just recently got that.
Let's see. This is Draper. Hello, Draper.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Draper?
All right. I just wanted to tell you guys I'm a long time, first time, however you say that phrase. Your show is definitely growing on me.
Thank you.
I used to listen to the old guys, and congratulations on number one. Wiggy, my man.
What up?
I watched the documentary last night, Aaron Hernandez. You did a good job, my man. Very professional. And as an Afro-Latino brother, we appreciate your view on the show, my man. Keep it up.
I appreciate it.
All right.
This texter says, I should tag my tweets when I am sourcing something with for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, yeah.
Rather than credit Greg Hill.
This is a novelty item.
A lot of people apparently misunderstand the credit Greg Hill joke that we have here on this program.
I think Greg, so okay. to a degree of, certainly with this verbiage.
My verbiage? Oh. My verbiage was off.
It's verbiage.
You got to use those. You got to use those big words. When you don't use big words, then they know he's not for real. He ain't real. Yeah, he ain't real. He ain't one of us.
There's an emergency meeting at the lodge this morning. They're very.
He's not one of
up
us.
In arms.
They don't like to allow people into the fold.
No.
You know what I mean? Like they got their group, the journalists, the sports journalists,
and then there's you.
They get very concerned if anybody wants to try to make their way into that group.
Infiltrate the circle. Yeah.
You got to expand your vocabulary first.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw Tom. I saw Tom E. Curran at the. I was out on the field before the Miami game.
Yeah.
It gave me kind of a little. Little wave.
You're out there reporting?
I was doing some reporting.
That's
there. Yeah, I was
cool.
trying to stake out.
I mean, you're doing everything they're doing.
Yeah. I was trying to yell. I was yelling out the word Greenwich just to see if Tom moved his head quickly, like the Brady Bunch.
You know, I heard from someone who was there, and they said that scene between you and Tom played out more like the Warren Sanders in exchange after the debate.
Oh, like Bernie and
yeah, you were upset that he called you a liar on national television.
Yes, I was very upset about that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Is Tom Steyer there as well?
Playing the role of Tom Steyer with you and Karen was Mike Reese.
Tom E. Steyer.
I know what you want. Like, you just want your credit, man. You just want your credit. You want your credit. You're the first on this story, man.
I like
God.
I like when Elizabeth Warren first goes over there and Bernie's like, what? He's like, what? I'm going to play that again. When she first goes over to confront him, he's like,
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
What?
What a voice. Oh, my God.
That's your next president.
I'm moving,
my man,
I'm moving to Greenwich if that happens.
C-Book, come back.
All right. We're going to get to the news coming up in just a moment. And there is an irrational fear in the news today for a farmer who was eaten by his own animals. We will get to that coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's
time for...
Good morning.
The News.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
Learn more about the Northeast Men's Clinic when you go to northeastmensclinic.com or you call 617-793-5000.
I was alerted to some video this morning of a crash that happened in Lowell 2 days ago during the morning commute where a woman was driving along. Her name's Megan McCarthy. She's a listener of the show.
How do you know that?
Because she had her dash cam running as this crash happened and the show was on in the background.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Was she distracted by Tom E. Curran?
She was not, but that's okay. Oddly what we were talking about at the time this happened.
Oh, it was. Okay.
So she's driving along, and all of a sudden, this minivan comes out of nowhere and cuts her off. So that's how this part of it sounded. Let's do that first.
All right.
Coach said about this momentarily here on the Greg Hill Show.
Greg, I just told us a drug report, no joke, has your report.
So this van cuts her off and drives into the side of a house.
I think she fell asleep when Curtis started talking.
My verbiage.
Yes.
Oh, she heard him and she's like, I can't believe these guys on again. You let him talk, put the gag ball in his mouth. Wow. Driving off the road.
Yeah. So there were three younger kids in the car. They were trying to get away from police. So they crashed the minivan into the house and then take off from the minivan. And then
it's just a ride, but a car just cut me off and
hit a building.
Yeah,
hit a building.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have everyone there.
All right, thank you so much.
You weren't. He didn't hit your car.
No, he didn't.
I'm glad you weren't hit, but yeah, he was taken off on the police and he did crash into the building. So.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem. I'm glad you just weren't hurt. Okay.
Yep.
Did she say I'm going to hang up and listen to more erroneous scoops on the Greg Hill
Show?
Well,
the end of the clip got cut off because as soon as she hangs up at the police, she goes right back to the show and we're talking about Tom E. Curran again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
In this case,
so you believe the source of Greg Hill?
I do, but I do.
And by the way, that is my middle name is Edward.
So thankfully she's okay though. And I don't know whether or not they actually were able to apprehend those Utes. Good Lord. A Japanese woman is upset because she was forced to take a pregnancy test pre-flight before flying to Saipan, which is an island in the Pacific.
Why?
Evidently, there's a fit-to-fly requirement for some flights and carriers.
Have you been on an airline recently? And I'll include myself in this. A lot of people on those flights don't look fit to fly.
No, they don't.
And they normally end up being seated next to you. I mean, don't you?
What Christian Fourier, his big thing was that there should be a scale before you get on the plane. And if you're not at a certain weight, you can't fly.
I mean,
you have to buy an extra seat.
Isn't the worst thing, I will call it passenger bingo, where you're already seated on the plane and then you're watching some sort of a bigger person lumbering their way down toward, and you're like,
please,
please
no.
Don't sit next
to me. I think I'm in this row. You're like,
I'm that guy. I mean, you know, just because the seats are small anyways.
Right.
Would you say regular sized person?
I'm regular sized.
Right.
Yes, thank you.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
What?
Yes,
regular.
Yeah, I'm regular.
According
I'm regular
to what?
Size.
You know,
what
when
scale?
When you think about it, so I always got to get the aisle because the seats are just small anyways. And when you're a bigger guy, you need more room and that kind of thing.
I guess what part of the issue is that Saipan is a U.S. territory.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a problem with people going there pregnant to have babies so they get U.S. citizenship. So this woman is flying on Hong Kong Airways. So she's 25. So they detain her and they force her to go to the bathroom and take a urine pregnancy test. Now, luckily, it came back negative. So she was able to fly. But I guess if someone comes back with a positive pregnancy test, they could be denied entry to the island. And the airlines are required to take the passengers back from whence they came.
Interesting policy.
But it's crazy that if you think about it, they singled her out because she clearly was, heavy set. Because you're not just, you know, you're not just going to go, wait a second.
Congratulations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations for what?
Yep. Unbelievable. The irrational fear this morning is an absolute doozy, and I fear that this is how I'm going to go out. This is the Polish pig farmer who's been missing since New Year's Eve day, and they think that his pigs ate him.
They do that, you know.
They do. They get rid of everything.
Pigs eat humans.
They do.
It happens.
Yeah.
But oftentimes, a farmer will accidentally fall into the pig
trough
container
right.
area.
The Wait, pen.
Is that what happened with this guy?
That's what they think. They hadn't seen the guy for a little while.
Oh.
And he used to go get water from a well nearby. Mm-hmm. So he would kind of make the trek past where the pig pen is. And a neighbor happened to be in the area on the property looking around, and they found human remains, basically bones, because the pigs eat everything.
Yeah.
And he thought that it might have been the neighbor. So now they're doing this big investigation to try to track the DNA from the bones. And do pigs attack, though?
Like, are they?
They think the guy might have died from a heart attack or maybe suffered a fall from which he could not get up. And then
is he just laying there? Is it over time, or once you just fall in there,
they just go after it.
Yeah. They just go after you. So then a pig will attack you if you go in up.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make bacon out of him?
I hope not. My God.
Well, somebody did if they ate him and you ate those pigs.
There's a woman in Michigan who was pulled over yesterday, and when police asked her for her registration, she claimed she didn't have it because she didn't own the car yet. She had taken a car out on a test drive 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
And I don't know how she managed to do this without a car salesperson with her, but she's had it for 2 months.
Are you allowed to keep those things? I mean, that's That's a great way to get off without having to pay an auto payment every month.
Right, but how do you get a test drive without the salesperson in the car?
And taking your license and everything?
Sometimes they trust you, they let you go, or maybe the guy got busy or the woman got busy. I don't know.
Obscure Seinfeld reference, when Kramer and the car salesman take the car out, and Kramer said, "We're going to drive this thing till the gas tank is empty. We're going to see how far we go." So she was arrested for being a repeat offender with driving with a suspended license, as well as driving with an unregistered motor vehicle, and no word on what the rightful owner, the dealership of the car, is actually going to do about this.
Interesting that you've been driving around a Maserati for the last 2 months. Is that Ernie Bach okay with that, Greg? Or?
It's on loan. We have talked about, I think it was earlier this week, the story of the family that was attacked, or the condo in Florida, I think, that where the squirrels, the rogue squirrels, have ransacked the place.
Yes.
And they can't get rid of them.
Right.
There's another squirrel story in the news this morning. Bloodthirsty squirrels ravaging a Houston neighborhood.
How do they know they're bloodthirsty?
They've attacked people.
They're going for the jugular?
They've gotten the taste of blood, and now they're out for it.
Now they can't get enough of it.
Are they flying squirrels?
Like vampire
squirrels. Not flying. Just regular ones. They're ground squirrels.
I don't like the flying squirrels. They remind me of bats. I hate bats. Does anybody else hate
a lot of bats? Do you see a lot of flying squirrels?
No.
But if he sees one, he's gonna run. I don't even know.
I don't think I've even seen a flying squirrel.
When you do see them, it's too late because they're flying like right into your jugular.
You got to go to Austin. They have a bat bridge where you just walk under the bridge and these bats all fly over your head. It's unbelievable.
You ever throw like a baseball or a tennis ball up in the air at night, like at twilight, and they all go toward it because of their bat sonar?
See a lot of bats at night, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't?
No, not really.
Well, I'm shocked that you don't, Wiggy, given where you live now.
Right.
You're kind of out there.
Yeah, but in bats, like, don't they got to be near like caves or something like that?
No.
Cave bats, too, but I mean, other bats just kind of fly
bats?
Around. Yeah.
Were any flying squirrels killed in Australia?
No, but the dingoes are gone.
Hey, man, I'm just a squirrel trying to go out and get nuts, bud.
Speaking of bats, interesting story in the news about Burt Ward, who played Robin on the Batman television series.
The original one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
He has come out and said that the network made him go to the doctor to take junk-reducing pills due to the audience complaints about his Robin outfit.
Thank God John Hamm wasn't on the show.
And what it was revealing.
Yeah. I think it was like the Catholic League of Decency was upset about the snug outfits and the appearance of the junk And they complained about it so much so that the producers were like, hey, so, Bert, we're going to need you to go get some junk shrinking pills.
Is he like the only person in the history of people to actually request junk reducing pills?
Seriously.
Who knew that they had such a thing?
I didn't know until now.
I always thought they went the other way.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do. But, I mean,
that domino surgery?
I guess that's why Robin's always been white, huh? I'm just asking.
So anyway, so this neighborhood is under attack from the squirrels?
Okay. People are being attacked repeatedly. This is one of the victims.
Sounds horrifying.
Yeah, she can't even speak. Ken's under a squirrel attack in the booth. He
There's
can't
bats
handle,
back there.
Do you not have the audio, Ken? What is the
obscure reference from The Office when there was a bat in the office?
Yes, and Dwight put a bag over Meredith's head with the bat.
There's
in
a
it.
Bat back there.
Right. Yes. Ken has found the audio.
When I stepped outside the door, he leaped on me and bit my arm. I pulled him off, threw him to the ground, and tried to get in the house. I couldn't get in the house because he no sooner came back. He bit at this leg.
Sounds like Harvey Weinstein.
What's up? Jesus. Oh, no. Legs. Squirrels or animals?
No, thank you. I
hate
not,
squirrels.
I don't. I just the nope. Irrational fear of an animal like clamped onto your leg, yeah. Like whether it's a rabid raccoon or a coyote or a squirrel. Is
they're all
not
cute when they're babies, and then once the hormones kick in,
they're evil. All just. They should all be eradicated because they're like rats.
All what?
Rodent type looking animals.
They should all be eradicated. We need them.
Without we need them for forestation, Wiggy. Yeah, Part of the reasons why trees grow is because squirrels forget where they bury their acorns.
Huh.
So the acorns
sprout
trees?
Tree. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day, bro.
Hey, no way. You stop lying. I ain't falling for that
I'm not kidding. It's true. Google it.
So they bury the acorns.
Yeah, and then they forget about it.
And then trees grow from the acorns.
Right.
I'm not kidding you.
Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go to the text line. I'm telling you.
That is the news. We did not get to the Pornhub lawsuit, which I want to talk about coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.